Hare Krishna. Today we are observing in the Gaura Bhavan the disappearance day of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I remember many years ago at the actual day of His disappearance, we all sat in the assembly hall of our temple to hear the tragic news that the Savior of all of us had disappeared from this planet. At that time, we took shelter in His words, which are recorded in the Bhagavatam, in a section where Srila Prabhupada seemed to have prepared us for His inevitable disappearance from the physical plane. It is in the fourth canto, chapter 28, where Shukadev Goswami gives the analogy of a great devotee who passed away and whose good wife is bereaving His departure, but then takes shelter. Malayadvaja was so advanced that he could always see the Supreme Personality of Godhead sitting by His very side. And because Malayadvaja had the constant vision of His beloved Lord, there was no need for any separate interests. Srila Prabhupada comments on such a devotee. He says, in the advanced stage of devotional service, the devotee does not actually see anything separate between his own interests and those of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Both interests, the interests of the Lord and his own interests, become one, for the devotee does not act for a separate interest. Whatever he does so in the interest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, he sees everything in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything. And this is an amazing purport describing the vision of a devotee, a pure devotee, who always sees Krishna by his side. So, Vaidabi, or Vidarbha, the daughter of King Vidarbha, her name is Vaidarbhi, served her exalted husband. Now, in this analogy, the king Maladvaja is the spiritual master, and Vaidarbhi is his disciple. And Vaidarbhi served her husband in many, many ways, like a disciple does. She had no interests in sensual life any longer. She always remained near her husband, and in his presence, she, the and figuratively, let me explain it like this, silent and unagitated as the flame of an undisturbed life. A disciple who can live under the shelter of his spiritual master becomes like that undisturbed flame who is in a wind-still place, away from the influences of Maya. So as the service went on, one day she came to massage him as usual, but as she did so and massaged his legs, she could feel that his feet were no longer warm, and thus she could understand that he had already passed from the body. He was sitting there in a steady posture, but he was silent and his blood circulation had stopped. So at this moment, Vaidharbi, who had felt so protected, like that protected flame, felt totally upset, and she felt exactly as the deer feels when she is separated from its mate. So this now comes a description of how she feels being left alone, a widow in the forest, a daughter of a king, but totally bereft, the wife of a powerful, spiritually advanced personality, but totally left alone. She was just crying very loudly. Srila Prabhupada now comments. He again reminds us that the queen is supposed to be the disciple of the king. And says, when the mortal body of the spiritual master expires, his disciples should cry exactly as the queen cries when the king leaves his body. Then Srila Prabhupada gives us a solace. He says, in all this bereavement, there is one hope left, one guiding light, one thing where the disciple can take shelter and find again his undisturbed position. He says, however, the disciple and spiritual master are never really separated, because the spiritual master always keeps company with the disciple as long as the disciple follows strictly the instructions of the spiritual master. This is called the association of vani, or words. Physical presence is called vapu. As long as the spiritual master is physically present, the disciple should serve this physical body of the spiritual master. And then when the spiritual master is no longer physically existing, the disciple should serve the instructions of the spiritual master. It is very important that this connection remains and is not separated. The spiritual master is not willing to separate the connection, but if the disciple separates it, it is not so good. Prabhupada is very, very direct about it, very strong about it, and very, let us say, direct. He wants us to understand something. He says, it is the duty of the disciples to take charge of the mission of the spiritual master and execute it properly. Listen to this now. Otherwise, the disciple should decide to die along with the spiritual master. In other words, to execute the will of the spiritual master, the disciple should be prepared to lay down his life and abandon all personal considerations. This is the standard. It is said, if a disciple is so serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Vani or by Vapu. Now, we can understand, like I had to understand, that the spiritual master leaves his mortal or physical frame. And then it is a difficult time. To be very straightforward, this day happens to be the most difficult day throughout the year for me. Because, yes, Prabhupada has left. Yes, things are not the way they were when he was personally present and oversaw each simple detail of the movement which he founded. But still, in parting from this world, he gave us an instruction by which, following which, we could remain unseparated together with him. And that is, follow my Vapu, engage in the mission of benefiting the suffering living entities of this world. For me, Srila Prabhupada is such a soul who is like the king Maladvaja, side to side to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this morning I remembered an incident where I personally could see that. When I was a very young bhakta, I stayed in the London temple, and I had joined our movement in the London temple and stayed there, and I must admit it became quite difficult for me when my relatives and all my old friends and the whole scene in which I had participated inquired after me, looked for me everywhere all over Europe, and finally found me in London, and then wanted to convince me to return back to my old ways. I was not sure, should I stay in Krishna consciousness in the temple? I was sure about Krishna consciousness, but I was not sure how I should execute it, or should I maybe engage in the activities of the world and not become a monk. So I was very much struggling inside. It is said in Madhuya Kadambini, that's a sign of a devotee who has not yet attained the platform of steadiness. He's unsteady, and He parades in his mind the different possibilities. Shall I do this or that or the other thing? So I was disturbed like this in my mind. And my service suffered. I had the service to clean the plate of Radha London Ishvara in the morning and ready it for the boga offering in the during the morning hours. So at that time we had a habit. We would listen to the lecture of Srila Prabhupada, which he gave personally from his wonderful Vyasa son, and after paying our obeisances at the end of the lecture, we went down to two rooms who were in the cellar. These were the prasadam halls where all of the temple would eat together the breakfast prasadam. During this time, Srila Prabhupada would be alone in the temple. Now one time I had looked through the looking glass and I saw that his lips were moving. And I assumed he was saying prayers. But there was a rumor in our temple that these were not prayers, but that actually Prabhupada talked to Krishna and Krishna talked to Srila Prabhupada. And one very bold devotee had hidden behind the enormous Vyasa-san, and he said he heard Srila Prabhupada talking to Krishna, but he couldn't hear any answer from the Lord. So there was this rumor, Prabhupada talks with Krishna every morning, but it was not 100% confirmed. Some believed it, others did not believe it. So my narration continues. One morning, the cook came into the kitchen where I was cleaning pots and being all mental and thinking, should I stay or should I go? And he was red under his olive brown skin. He had come from Malaysia or other such South Sea countries. He was red and he was fuming and he said, "It's all because of you." I said, "What?" "Prabhupada is upset. He spoke with me and he said that he came to know that the plates in which the boga is offered each morning are dirty, so that the fresh boga is in unclean pots and katoris, I think you call them, these smaller pots, and an unclean plate, and it doesn't taste so good because these are old vegetables which rot and so on, and I must change and this must be changed immediately, otherwise Krishna would not eat any longer in London. Whew. I immediately excused myself at the cook, and the cook said, "You don't have to excuse yourself me. You have to excuse yourself with Srila Prabhupada and with Krishna. But of course, you have brought me in a big trouble. So henceforward, you must clean the plates properly." And so I was very happy to be corrected. I cleansed the plates properly. But then I was thinking, how could Prabhupada know that here was the Bhakta from Hamburg who was cleaning very improperly, and that the plates were stinking, so to say. The plates came from the kitchen directly on the altar and back from the altar into the kitchen. The only way he could have known is because Krishna told him. So this little memory which I have, a very cherished memory, which convinced me that Srila Prabhupada is that pure devotee who talks personally to Krishna, is a memory I always keep in my heart. It's a memory which is very dear to me. It's a memory which gives life to me. I am very, very happy to have the most wonderful spiritual master who is so dear that he is always by Krishna's side. That's in the pranam mantra. We say like this: Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale. In this world, he is Krishna Preshta, very dear to Krishna. This is what we say every day to Srila Prabhupada. At the same time, I'm very sad today, and I'm not good in talking about many things today. I will go and chant more and read more in this passage of the Bhagavatam. But tomorrow, I know, because Prabhupada is merciful and he is not gone, I will again be the most happy man in this universe. Hare Krishna.